Welcome to Healing Hearts Ministries, where Pastor Tapper gives you biblical solutions for today's problems. Healing Hearts is brought to you by the New Covenant Church of God, located at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. You are welcome to join us every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. for Word and Worship, or go to our website at healingheartsnyc.org. Now, let us join Pastor Tapper as he shares with us the living Word of God.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, pastor of the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard in East Elmhurst, Queens, New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you will turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Luke, chapter 11, and we will read verses 1 through 4. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one." Have you ever noticed in the Lord's Prayer the use of the words "your" and "us"? Jesus taught his disciples to pray, saying, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name," because his holiness comes first. He later said, "Your kingdom come," because God's authority and dominion is a fact acknowledged by his people. Then he said, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," because God's authority extends over all creation. And then he got to the part of the prayer where the word "us" becomes dominant. He says, "Give us today our daily bread," because God's provision for our daily bread means that we may pray in faith that God will provide what we need, or a way to obtain what we need. And then he said, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive also our debtors." God's forgiveness of our sins is possible because of Jesus Christ's sacrifice on the cross. And then he said, "Lead us not into temptation," because God's protection from the things that will trip us up and undo us is something we need to ask for. And then he said, "But deliver us from the evil one," because God's deliverance from enemies, and especially from death and the devil, are genuine concerns. Prayer is an important part of how we relate to God. Many people recognize the need for prayer. But just what does the Bible say about prayer? Does God hear all of our prayers? Do some people get special access to God? Is there a particular technique that will get you what you want from God in prayer? The Bible answers these questions and also gives us direction as we struggle with tougher questions, such as, "Why didn't God answer my prayer? Or should I pray at all?" In the early church, there were four essential elements to Christian worship, and we find them in Acts 2:42. The first thing, the Bible said, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The second thing was they had fellowship, coming together. The third thing they did was they broke bread together in communion. And the fourth thing they did, they all prayed. So you see, prayer is foundational to our Christian life. And just what is prayer? The simplest definition that I could come up with is prayer is talking or having a conversation with God. We can pray alone, or we can pray in a group. We can pray silently or loud. We can pray using a written prayer or even a spontaneous one. But to be in prayer